KSR, go Lions, I guess. With that.
Continue.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. what was the last one? Because I'm male.
That's what you think we're on the show. Yes. Just to, for anyone that just tuned in today, I'm DJ Ash Jeffs.
And I'm DJ T Jeffs.
And this is the Happy Hour Report. Today we're talking menstruation with some of our favorite men. So we're calling this Menstruation, a Period Piece, capital M-E-N. So we're covering everything from period products, myths, education, and events. And we're here with a panel of some of our greatest guy friends, men identifying. They put the capital M-E-N in this menstruation episode. So first we had Jabari. You just heard a little intro from him. Jabs. Next we've got Twan, and then we're going to hear from Sandro. So go back to answering our questions, names, who you are, how you're a friend of the show, and why you think you're here.
Why I'm a fan of the show? Well, that's pretty straightforward.
Because you're a star.
So my name is Twan, better known as Bingo with Twan to many. Tuesday nights at 10 at Wilf's. Oh, you don't want to
shameless plug.
A star.
Shameless. What were the other questions?
Why do you think we invited you back? Is that what you just answered? Is it because you're a friend of the show? Because you said you're a friend of the show. That's who you are. That's your name.
Why
are you here? Why are you here for this specific episode?
Because I have no knowledge to offer you on the topic.
To be honest, you're right.
That's exactly what we wanted.
I literally am very unfamiliar with the anatomy of...
This is going to be a great episode. I can feel it.
I don't know. Sandro.
Hi, I'm Sandro, aspiring YouTube creator, vlogger.
Vlogs.
Subscribe below. Don't you dare do ASMR.
I'm a new, I'm actually a recent food reviewer. I only review Danishes. We're currently eating a couple in the office. And, you know, they're pretty good from Veratis on campus. Solid 7 out of 10. But, yeah, no, I'm like in fifth year communications, about to graduate. Really excited. I'm a fan of the show because I'm on it now. Never listened, but I was asked out of friendship obligation. Also because it'd be good comic relief because I have... Had sex with vaginas doesn't mean I know a lot about them.
And here we are. Shows, buddy.
Okay, thanks for watching.
The reason Sandro's on the show is because when I'm friends with, this is DJ Astrias, I'm friends with Sandro, and when I said I have a show, Sandro said, when am I going to be on it? And I said, never. And then last week in class, we were having a conversation about periods in our one communication studies class, and there was something about free bleeding, and Sandra was very like, let her bleed in the middle of class, and the other guys were like, put a pad on.
I know what it was. It was the Rupi Kaur thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's from UW. She did this Tumblr thread. Tumblr post, and it was about like an inspiration art piece about like her menstruation. Mm-hmm. And there was pictures of like her, but it wasn't like, it was just like blood on like the bottom of her shower, and mm-hmm. her feet were there. Like there was nothing really showy about it. And it wasn't, like, graphic. I thought it was, like, artistic enough. And then she became a poet later, so she's, like, pretty well known.
Yeah.
But then we were just talking about it, and I was like, honestly, I don't think it's that bad. It's pretty natural. And then a lot of the guys were just like, no, that's gross. I'm like, well, fuck. I don't know.
And then I was like, we should have him on the show to talk about periods. Because I wanted to do this, and I thought that you would have, you know, good chemistry with the other mans that we have invited. Okay. Now let's just dig right into this interview. So, what type of elementary school education did you receive? Like, what type of an elementary school? Were you homeschooled? Did you go to public school? Did you go to Catholic school? Just say your name and then your answer.
Jab's going right now.
Oh, you're so cute.
My education was from public school, the Toronto District School Board, and also the York Region District School Board. So.
Appreciate the detail.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just me.
This is Twan coming at you.
I feel like there's a lot of voices this week.
Yeah, it's obscene.
That's a lot.
I went to a Catholic elementary school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Most iconic school on the planet.
My graduating class was 19 people. That explains a lot. I think that says everything you need to know about me. Yeah.
Okay, Sandro.
I am from the Niagara Catholic District School Board. Emphasis on the Catholic. not a lot of sex education that was conducive to anything that I didn't already know from the internet. So I think the thing that stood out the most was that we had to separate like the classroom. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the men like class, and then the girls had to leave, and I was like, I know what a penis looks like because I have one. And then the girls had to like go into the other classroom. I was like, I don't know what that looks like. I should learn more about what a vagina looks like and the body.
And then he did.
And yeah, over and but not over through the education system.
Stop, over John. And over so
you know what? Don't flame me like that.
Sandra actually did step into our next question. So, what was health or sex ed like for you? And did you call it health or sex ed?
Health.
Health.
We called it, like, not any of those. It was, like, under social studies.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And we had these books from, like, the 70s, and they were fully alive.
Fully alive. Fully alive. Yes, that's what I was saying. I was like, I know what you're going to say, and it's on the tip of my tongue.
And
fully
it was,
alive.
Like, this weird, like, oh, that was the weirdest. It was, like, the weirdest thing. Weirdest but, like, thing. And the inside, like, very middle, like, you knew what page it was. And it was, like, the picture with, like, the penis and the vagina diagrams. And we never once got to, we never once actually went to those pages. Granted, like, these books were also from literally, like, 1974. And, like, that's not an exaggeration. That's literally the date in the books. Like, I remember it specifically. But we'd always, like, giggle and, like, look at those. But really, we just learned that, like, God made children.
Okay. Perfect. I didn't realize we were going to have so much Catholic school perspective. I'm actually really happy because I went to, a public elementary school. Or yeah. Public elementary schools, mm-hmm. So I'm really happy that I'm getting to hear a little bit about your, like,
fully alive, from baby.
Yeah, baby. Okay, we also had...
Oh, I was just going to say jabs, what?
Jabs, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
jabs, yeah.
Don't mind if I do, so... I'm pretty sure we called it health class. It was in grade... I had two different ones, one in grade 8 and one in grade 9.
Oh, so you didn't get anything in the 5th grade, or...?
Probably 2, but I feel like... 5th grade is probably just, like, anatomy, more just, like, basic, not really, like, sex stuff. Grade 8 and 9, I'd say, were pretty thorough. We had, like, a question box. If you had any questions about, like, condoms or...
Oh, the question box.
Yeah. The question box. The dreaded question box. Yeah, and I feel like it was decently thorough, you know?
Okay.
Intercourse, genitalia, and whatnot. Do's and don'ts, STDs. Element OPs.
Element OPs.
Now you can take yourself. Yeah. Okay, cool. Our
weird fit.
Next question is, unless you want to go off, Sandra, because you had something. I'm so
sorry. Oh, yeah, no, there's just this. I remember the other thing. Outside of Fully Alive, we had this girl come in, and her name was literally Mrs. Sachs. and we could not take this girl seriously at all. It was the craziest thing, because everyone was like, hi, I'm Mrs. Sachs, and everyone would giggle, and she's like, yeah, I know, I get that a lot. I was like, why'd you take this profession as, like, talking sex ed to everyone that is, like, from grades 5 to 8? And she was honestly so enthusiastic, but
she just wanted to educate you.
She just wanted to educate, but, like, in the worst, like, Catholic way. It was, like...
Come up with a nickname.
But remember, she would, like, tell us, like, about the body and, like, having sex, but, like, but also the Bible. And I'm like, this makes no sense. Ugh. Like, it's about procreation. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
Oh, wow.
I'll take notes.
So, my next questions I'm going to kind of group together, so if you want to answer them one at a time. The first question for you is, when did you first hear about periods? How did you hear about periods? And did your parents ever talk to you about periods? You don't have to answer all of them if you feel like you can't really speak to a lot of it, but...
Who should go first? I think I could probably draw.
Whoa.
I remember it was soccer practice one day. Somebody had said the word period. I was like, what's a period? They're like, it's the thing at the end of a sentence. I was like, okay, no. They meant it in a different way, and I forget how old I was. And they were like, yeah, it's when like girls bleed every month. I was like, every month they bleed? I was like, where? And then they started laughing. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, so what do they do? And then I just had a lot of questions. I was like, this is the craziest thing in the world. I was like, how old do you do this, like, your whole life?
You were really into this. You were
yeah,
like,
I was like, but it was like me talking to this guy who just knew a lot about it. I forget his name. I think his name was Jeff. He like knew way too much.
There's always that one kid that like knows everything.
And his name has and they have, to
like,
be Jeff.
Yeah. And they're like have burnt Kelly Clarkson CDs like in their trench coat and they just have all the information in the world. Yeah. Sorry, there's one on my bus. Her name is Helena.
Of course.
Big fan of that. No, I just don't understand, like, I don't remember how it happened, but we just got into it and then we were just talking about Bleeding Red and then like we didn't talk any more about it until later and then we were at a soccer game and there was like these girls and she's like, I'm on my period today. I was like, I know what that is. She's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, it's when you bleed. And then they're like, yeah. And then I just like was like a little dumb kid and I just didn't know that I would like made a big deal about it at the time. Because I didn't know that it was a big deal. Like as a kid, I was like, I don't know, you just bleed. I bleed out of my nose when I get a bloody nose. But I didn't know like any other context.
Once a month.
I was like I was
long,
really
long
young.
Week.
And then they brought up the word tampon. And that was probably to the extent of what I knew about menstruation until like later on. Yeah. Good. That was like, then I was like, oh, it's the thing that stops the bleeding, but you gotta change it over. Yeah.
Good job. Yeah.
For me, so I have no sisters in my family, so in a family we never talked about it because it just wasn't, like, I guess relevant to talk about. But I remember in, like, the fifth grade, probably, can I say her name?
You say her last make name. Up a, make up a, okay, do what you want to do.
Sierra. She was.
If you remember from our episode a couple weeks ago, Tawn and Taryn have known each other forever.
We
so.
But, like, she was the first girl in, like, my grade to get her period. And, like, all the girls were kind of, like, whispering about it. Because, like, she, like, cried. And then she, like, went home. And it was, like, a big deal. And everybody's like, what is this? And then, like, our teacher
just
had, like...
Just sirens going yeah. on in the St. Mary's playground.
So, like, everybody was, like, talking about it. And then, like,
oh,
the teacher kind of, like, weirdly addressed it. And then, like, no one really knew what it meant, and I was just sort of like, okay, it's not a me problem. And then in the eighth grade...
Was like, what this got to do with me?
Yeah, waste my time, 2007. But then I remember in the eighth grade, it kind of just, like, went way past me, and I'm like, okay, like, I kind of got the gist of what it was. And then in the eighth grade, during the Christmas assembly...
This is so specific, I can't wait.
I think we were watching The Grinch. Or The Polar Express. But I remember, like, we're in the gym. And then, like, all these girls are, like, freaking out. And one by one, they're, like, going to the bathroom. Because someone had their period and, like, they, like, didn't flush the toilet. And, like, everybody's making a big deal out of it. And they were talking about it. And they were, like, one by one, like, can I go to the bathroom? And they just wanted to go look at this.
You
I'm like, that's kind of, I guess, where I learned what a tampon was. But, like, that's, wow. Yeah.
The you never end. Forget your first
tampon
story.
Yeah.
I guess you don't. Like, I have this vivid memory. Like, I know I was, like, where exactly I was in the gym watching this movie. And then, yeah, everyone, and I remember who that was, too, who had it, but, like, I think I'm going to stop with the names.
He just low-key mouthed the name to Taryn across the room. Okay, Jabs, do you...
My memories are nowhere near that vivid.
That's too bad.
I can tell you I have an older sister. I was looking in the cabinet in the bathroom below, and I saw, like, some tampons. I asked my mom what they were, and she, like, gave me a vague understanding of just, like, what a period was. Just like, oh, yeah, women bleed once a month. And I kind of just left it at that. I'm very much like a, you can tell me one thing, I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. I'll roll with the punches. Like,
I love that. I love that for you. Okay.
Wow, yeah, very different.
Now we're going to get a little bit.
Gym watching A Christmas Carol.
So we can go on a little music break if you want, or we can keep going with some more questions about your knowledge. Do you want a music break? What do you want to do, guys?
Let's keep this party going.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm really into this.
Okay.
This
is a good combo. Okay, so...
Go with the flow.
What... Okay,
oh
my question
God.
Is... Stop. Why do periods occur? And...
It's about... It's something about the egg.
Okay. No. I believe it's like... not cleaning. It's just like the uterine wall.
The lining.
Yeah. Yeah.
The lining of your uterus is like...
It's like shedding because you don't have a baby. It's like, I don't know the exact science of it.
In the cycle, it prepares to have a baby. When there isn't a baby, then they're like, guess
shit,
we
there's nothing here. We're all...
Flush it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Bleed it all out there. That's it, isn't it?
I mean,
because then you miss your period and you get pregnant, right?
Because yeah, because that means your body was like, no, there's a baby forming here. We don't need to get rid of our uterus linings.
Yeah. Do you want to cover this or? I mean, you were pretty. You were like really actually
quite
accurate.
You were better than I thought
it
was going to be.
You're phenomenal.
Hey, look at that.
Fully Alive taught me a thing or two. Let me tell you.
So the way it was kind of explained to me was like every month your body kind of like your uterine lining like forms to create a house for the baby, for like a baby to be born. And if an egg is not fertilized, then that house is kind of like torn down. So the lining is torn down, and that comes out as period blood for people.
Yeah,
that.
So the egg and the uterus are involved in this process.
Yeah, and not all women have periods. Not all cisgendered women have periods. Not all women experience periods the same way. But that's generally how
you can
majority
not have
of
periods.
Population.
There's people I know that haven't had periods for like months at a time.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of reasons that women don't have periods, or people with vaginas or people with vulvas don't have periods. Stress can be one of them.
I would
different
never
contraception.
Have my period. I have a question though too.
Yeah.
Is
oh
it,
wow.
If you're on birth control, is that a good way to like regulate your period too? Like if you are having issues, because I've heard that. But I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. It can be, yeah. Like, mine was consistently, like, 12 days late at certain times, or, like, these alarming periods of time for being late, even though I was just chilling at my house 24/7. But, no, it's been a... I think it's a good way. But sometimes still, I think you won't bleed on the pill for some people.
So,
another question. Do these, like, tracking apps work?
Okay, so some people do... Like, people do tracking apps to, like, track when they are intimate, when they have their periods, and then from that you can kind of get a rough time of ovulating. Also, you can do that by tracking your temperature. So if you track your temperature, you when it like spikes throughout the month, that can sometimes be like when you're ovulating, which is like when you can get pregnant. Some women ovulate at different times. It's like every body is different, so it's really hard to like generalize. Do you know what the average length of a period is?
A week. Shark week.
Oh my god. Shark. Did you just call it Shark Week?
That's what I've heard it be called.
Tuan's like, pop culture has got my back.
Discovery Channel?
I want each of you to give me your number. Like this, like, prices right
now. Can we
now.
Give a range, or does it have to be, like, a specific number?
I thought it was...
Give me a range if you feel more comfortable.
I would say probably 7 to 10 days.
No, I think it's, like, I would say 5 to 6.
I was gonna say 5 to 7.
Okay, I don't have a statistic, but I believe what I was taught in my public education health classes, 5 to 8 days is the average period.
Okay, so it's not in between.
We're in between.
Short as 3 as well, so like it really depends on who you are as an individual, I guess.
And a lot of women find that pill periods, like on the oral contraceptive pill, are shorter and lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that might be an answer to a quiz later. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, what are some symptoms and side effects that occur to people with...
Cramps.
Oh, with
there
their
you
period.
Go.
Bing, wings.
And what does PMS stand for?
Premarital.
PMSing is when it's happening, so it's not pre or post. No, it might be. What if
I
it's
think
like,
it's post menstrual site. Syndrome.
I know it's like menstrual symptom. What is it?
Okay, now I need to Google it because I'm, like, doubting myself. Because I didn't have this in my questions. It just was something I thought. I believe it's premenstrual syndrome, right? Because it occurs before. So, like, usually people sometimes...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's premenstrual syndrome.
Because after you're done, you're not going through it.
And then a couple days of anger, and then...
Is there bloating?
That's a good one. So, yeah, more symptoms about periods, PMS.
Crying.
I think not just crying. I feel like a flux of emotions, not like
mood swings.
Yeah, it could be like it could vary. I feel like people wouldn't just cry all the time.
Craving.
You would be wrong about that.
Like every period, you cry.
I cry every day. So
yeah,
I'm
asking the wrong person.
Get the period out of it. I'd be crying all the time.
And do men PMS?
Oh, I do.
I don't menstruate.
Mood swings.
But I do. I think I read something where it's, like, you go through, like, similar, like, cycle of, like, emotion and, like, things
like
that.
Do you think our periods are
similar? That's pretty woke. Yeah, so men go through hormone cycles similar to women's. They just forget it and think they're better than
us. Well, because we don't have blood coming out.
Yeah, there's, like, there's no physical signifier. It's, like, yeah, I'm not, like, bleeding.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, oh, it's that time. It's, like, I just am having these emotional times or doing whatever.
Yeah. Any other symptoms that you think might occur? Any symptoms that you've heard that are gross?
Bleeding out of your life. Like, that's kind of gross.
That's probably the only...
I have a question. I don't know if I should go there.
Okay.
Should I go there?
I think you're going to ask it. You might as well.
Have you ever heard of period poops?
No.
I think I have.
What?
What is that?
Where do you poop out of?
Actually, maybe I don't want to know.
Is this like Angelina on the Jersey Shore reunion? Sorry, no one got that reference, but if you're at home listening.
I'm about to watch Jersey Shore.
You know what? I have a couple listening.
Yeah, do you want to give any shout-outs to your listeners?
Shout-out to the Cassies listening. shout-out to Devin listening.
Devin's listening?
Yeah, big shout-out.
I absolutely cannot believe I'm listening to you and Dwan talk about periods right now. Dev.
Hi, Devin. Thank you for listening to the Happy Hour Report. And Cassie.
Right here, every Wednesday at 5.
So basically, I mean, some women, because I've asked people about this, and like, I've heard a lot of agreement that this is a thing. Apparently it's because there's just a lot going on in your body. Like,
I could imagine.
Your intestines and things. I don't have the science behind this, believe it or not, but a lot of women have just really frequent and or strange and or...
just gross in general, I think. You don't need to go into the details of a lot of it.
But like they're just grosser than usual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not...
like a soft serve ice cream machine.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Can I leave early? I don't need
to. Well, I think...
an appointment. He needs sleep.
I think this is a good time to go
for a music break.
Ooh, I'll sing a little number.
So first up, we have a request by Jabs. Do you want to announce it?
By...
oh, no, Taryn's already got it. She's already got it.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jabari.
No, go ahead.
So we have Tongue Tied by Group Love for you all. Enjoy.
On break. Oh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Happy Hour Report. What's next, Ash Jeffs? What do we have for these boys?
So, we have a section called, I just got jam on my pants.
Yeah.
That's not a metaphor.
Yeah, that's exactly. Not sexually
innuendo. No, it's actually jam.
Sure it's jam.
It's from our danishes we were eating during the break. We have a period trivia quiz for all of you.
Yeah, I'll
a quiz.
Now.
You get to collectively work together.
Fuck. Oh my God.
Because we're going to answer them.
Collaboration.
Taryn, would you like to read the questions to these wonderful guests we have today?
Okay. So, question number one. How much menstrual blood does the average woman lose each month?
Is this in milliliters? Or ounces?
I'll probably give the answer.
Tablespoons.
Okay. It can be tablespoons or milliliters.
You can do the conversion off the top of her head.
Is it because you're a man?
No. But I know that if you get a Diva cup, you can find out for yourself.
Yeah.
Your exact amounts.
Wow, you're already like bragging.
I have no idea how a Diva cup works.
Okay, read the answers. Let's see what we
at all.
Yeah. Let Taryn read.
So we have less than 1 2/3 tablespoons, so 25 milliliters. 1 2/3 to 4 tablespoons, or 25 to 60 milliliters. 4 to 5 2/3 tablespoons, so 60 to 85 mils. Or 8 to 16 tablespoons, 120 to 240 mils.
You know, I'm going with C or D.
Yeah. Definitely C.
But I think D, it might be shocking. It might be just an absurd
It's a shock
amount.
Value.
Yeah.
So, C?
Let's
C?
Look
D?
And
C.
Let's
C?
Look
yeah,
and
I think C's a safe one.
Okay.
We phone a friend. Like, what are the rules of
this? Hi.
How do you even pronounce that? What is Menarch?
Oh, we don't get to
know
the
answer. Oh, we don't know the... Oh, jeez. Okay.
This is a BuzzFeed quiz.
Menarch? I think it's Menarch.
Menarch. Okay.
You guys don't even know what
it is. It's from Queendom.
I can't pronounce words.
I found it in a Google search.
Word.
Ooh.
Okay. So is it the name of the uterine lining shed during menstruation, the period of natural cessation of a woman's menstrual period that often occurs sometimes after the age of 45?
No.
That's menopause.
A woman's first menstrual period.
Oh.
Or a small hut used in many societies which menstruating women reside in until the end of their period.
Really? You know what? I've heard about this. There's like a...
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Always.
There's a book about it called The Red Tent, I think. It's
yeah,
called.
No.
Oh, seriously, I've heard about it. The
name yeah, daytime television, you know?
Man, you bet the Marilyn well, Dennis is talking about this.
A, B, C, or D.
Well, I feel like Sandra's pretty confident with this hut thing. So.
I don't know if it is what it's called, though.
Should have paid attention.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams.
Right, Minarsh is not. Definitely not. Do you think it's the hut?
And at the end of the quiz, you can go back to one question and Google the answer, but you have to get through all the questions.
Let's go
There's
with the hut. I think the hut's a good answer.
Let's do it. It's the longest answer, so.
That's what I do.
I love this question.
Breastfeeding women usually do not menstruate. True or false?
Really?
That's the question.
Someone's like, even the question has been gagged.
Well, is this statement. Yes or no?
True or false, yeah.
I don't know. No.
They don't?
You must not, because I think you get really hormonal when you breastfeed. I base off of
What experience are you going off of, Dawn?
No, did you know that sometimes when you hear a baby cry when you're lactating, you'll start to lactate? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
Someone that I know had to leave work because there was babies crying in the lobby.
And she was lactating. Mm. Wow, that's very
And she was like, woof, and I'd like skirt out of there. So I think like you're hormonal from other ways. So I'm gonna say I'm voting that it is true that you don't have periods when you that'd be so nice. I'd breastfeed all the time.
Oh my god.
I just want to reference that I have not slept since like I woke up.
Man, Todd, that's so unrelatable. None of us have slept since we woke.
Nobody's woken up today.
I woke up at 8 a.m. on Tuesday and I have not slept since.
Okay, so we're gonna up the ante on this, and I'm giving you 30 seconds per question from now on.
Oh, okay. That's Rev.
Let's do this.
All right, okay. Ready? What is the average age at which menstruation begins in North America?
Oh,
8 to 12.
10.8. No, she's going to read.
They all have answers.
10.8, 12.5, 13.2, 14.8, or 15.8.
I think 10.8.
I had 10.8. That's
really?
What
I thought I was going to say 12.
No, because girls start puberty before boys do.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay.
Yeah,
because
we start.
Okay,
next question.
Yeah. What was the average age at which menstruation began in North America 100 years ago? 10.8, 12.5, 13.2, 14.8, or 15.5? Same answers as before.
15.5.
Sure. What? They were less recorded. We'll go with that.
Yeah. Based off nothing.
What does OB stand for?
OB, operational behavior.
Organizational behavior.
Oh, I don't even know what it is. Hashtag glass.
Hashtag comms.
Okay. Read the answer.
So, stands for ohne Binde, which in German means without a pad. Are the initials of Odetta Byrne, the woman who designed these tampons. It's an acronym for the company's name on board. Means nothing at all. The letters were chosen merely for how they look. I feel like this is a bit of product placement.
What was the first one?
Yeah.
Ohne Binde, which in German means without a pad.
That one, sure.
It's foreign. I doubt that's right, but...
Approximately how many periods will the average woman have in her life? 250, 480, 760,
one,
or
1340.
One a day.
One a day.
The 12 a year.
365 days.
Yep. What's like 12 times 30-ish?
Yeah, and Matt.
So your options are 250, 480, 760, 1340.
480. Lock in my answer. Our answer.
Yeah, Twan's really just taking.
Yeah, Twan's really taking the wheelhouse.
Twan, who has no sisters, is like, let's go.
Literally, a stranger to the female anatomy.
That'll be your secret tool.
Yeah.
What the first widely successful disposable pad was marketed in the U.S. by Kotex in what year? 1887, 1921, 1965, or 1974?
1921.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I agree.
That's like post World War
One.
Yeah.
Roaring 20s, yeah.
Okay, next one.
Alrighty. Human pheromones result in what menstrual phenomenon according... Okay, sorry, I can't read. Human pheromones result in what menstrual phenomenon amongst cohabitating women in dormitories, for example? The cessation of menstruation, so it either increases or decreases or ceases altogether. Menstrual synchrony, the women get their...
Say that's that one. We don't need to hear the other ones. Next.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Next.
So,
Our final question, Ashley alluded to this earlier. Women who take birth control pills are usually affected in which way? Periods cease altogether, they have more intense cramps, they have heavier menstrual periods, or they have lighter periods.
Lighter. We talked about this earlier.
Oh, thank you for listening. Okay, so wait. Before we submit it, you get to pick one question to go back, and then you can Google it.
The huts.
Yeah, okay. I want to know the huts.
Okay, so the question was...
Menarche.
What is menarche? Google. You got to do it yourself,
can you spell
boys.
Us menarche?
M-E-N. You got to do it on your own phones?
Sandra's doing it.
It might be best if you all do it at once.
No.
Okay, M-E-N.
A-R-C-H-E. The first occurrence of menstruation.
Oh!
We got that right when we took the quiz. Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry, we didn't have our first
okay,
period.
Okay, so...
I would know that, too.
Let's submit. Okay, period. I'm going to tell you what our answer... What the average of this is 40%, and we got 60% on it, and you, jerks, just got 70%.
Yeah!
So we're real feminists, thank you.
Hit me up for all of your menarche.
In our defense, we didn't Google any of the answers, though. So.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, we didn't get to Google anything.
Mama.
So we would have tied.
We would have tied, still.
Still equally, maybe
I've
more
never
shameful.
Had a period, and we would have tied.
Okay, so now for this next section, I would like you to... What's the game called where you, like, name things until you can't think of something?
Category.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
Concentration?
Yeah.
Concentration.
Okay.
Network
can you three play concentration? Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, play concentration. Category is period products.
Products.
So let's play...
Concentration.
No repeats or hesitation.
Category is...
Period products.
Tampon.
Diva cup.
Pads.
The pill.
Reusable tampon inserters.
Oh, okay. Oh. Keep going.
Nope. Nope.
Okay, can you two keep going? Do you think you have any more?
Nope, I got nothing else.
Oh, panty liners.
Wow.
Is there a patch? Is there a menstruation patch?
There's a nicotine patch.
Oh,
I think it's interesting that you said birth control because some birth controls do stop periods. So I guess that would be. So the list that we came up of, it's not fully comprehensive, but if you want to read it off.
Diva cup, baby.
So we have tampons, pads, liners, which you all got. Menstrual cups. Shout out to Twan for mentioning the Diva cup. Reusable pads, which again we said. Combination tampon and liner.
I found an article about that. It was pretty cool.
Menstrual disc. Period underwear
disc.
Or smart underwear.
Could you elaborate on the disc?
You put it into the CD-ROM player.
I wish I could elaborate on the disc, but I found it.
Hey, I got one that wasn't on there. Google. The reusable ones. That's good for the environment.
She didn't finish the list, actually.
Okay, I'll go shut up.
I mean, it wasn't on there, so you're okay.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I thought I put it down.
Don't rest. Maybe.
That's pretty good. And then there's period subscription boxes where women can actually, or people with vaginas can actually, like, put in their information and what they'd like. So I know one for that, like, is advertised on a podcast I listen to is called, like, Lola. And you just basically can put in, like, organic tampons. This is how many I need. This is how many this. And they'll just get delivered to you every month.
Wow. That's pretty
that's
dope.
Great.
Yeah.
That's
kinda
nice.
And there's lots of period underwear companies, like Thinks. And so they actually, like, create underwear that can, like, withstand and hold period. Because, I mean, there's a whole green movement. We talk about it a lot on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And one way that I think a lot of women overlook, and I personally overlooked until, like, a year ago, disclosure, I use a Diva cup, and I love it. And it's really great to be sustainable because think of how many tampons women go through, or pads, and, like, that just goes straight to the landfill.
What did you say? What movement were you on? The start of that sentence.
The green movement?
I heard
whole
grain.
Thank God. I wasn't
the
only one.
I was like,
interesting.
Maybe I'm completely misunderstanding the entire topic because I don't know where wheat
when you,
comes
from. Yeah. When you eat whole grains, you don't bleed.
Yeah.
It's
like God rewards you.
Yeah, when you get
you're
that multi grain
diet,
let me tell you.
Yeah.
Whole grain movement. I'm so glad. Oh, you said the whole
green movement. Okay.
No, I was thinking you were getting like brown bread from Wonder.
So, for the next section, I feel like we've talked a lot about periods. And what's something new you've learned this show this week?
The hut thing. I don't know if that's true or not. Is that still a thing?
It like, was
that's...
true at least.
Okay.
I think I don't know. If
yeah. I swear they have like spas for it where it's like you can go for several days and it's like.
I know
like,
in
North America there's like a type of like.
There's different I've communities that practice like separating then, women during their periods. I learned on the Tyra Banks show when I was in the 7th grade that some Orthodox Jewish women do that, but I don't know any more
Shout
details.
Shout out to Tyra.
I love Tyra Banks. Don't you dare.
What did you learn, Twan?
Oh, a lot.
I learned a ton.
I learned... Like, the hut thing is the most
important. Okay, just
no,
steal my answer.
Period pooping. Period pooping.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you should be. You really should be.
No I repeats. Definitely learned about the age. Actually, what was the answer for the age? We actually didn't get the answer.
Does it show after?
It doesn't really, I don't think it shows the results after you take, like, I don't think it tells you what
well,
you got.
That's not
right.
Very informative.
Correct
practical.
Answers.
Oh, correct
go.
Answers. Okay, so we can go through the correct answers of this. Okay, so
the
it
amount?
Says, the amount is, okay, you, like, did they guess way over, or were they?
Oh, this is might be ours. Oh, no, I don't know. The correct answer is 25 to 60 mils.
Oh, we were really... We went to 60, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we went one higher.
No, you guys went way higher. We went way lower.
I've never seen how much... Like, I literally have no idea.
It would be hard to, like, quantify it, based. I feel like.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
Because I don't know how to throw it out. But I'm not like, let me measure how much I'm like, wow.
I'm gonna pour this into one of those medicine things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The mills going on here.
I once heard about a woman who watered her plants. She said it made them grow really beautifully.
That's why
that
my plants
true?
Are dying.
Well, yeah. You need to menstruate on your plants.
On them. I'll be gone for the next...
I'm sure you can ask people to, like, donate.
5 to 8 days,
it's
I'll
like
just
natural
be...
fertilizer.
Donate to my cause. But isn't there, like, blood fertilizer for things? Doesn't that keep, like, the rabbits out or something? I don't know.
Honestly,
like we're
rats and the fertilizer.
So far off the topic now.
No,
okay.
No, I think we're
Menarche,
right in the nail on the head.
Menarche is a woman's first period.
That's what I learned. I
breastfeeding,
didn't...
correct. Breastfeeding does stop.
Yeah.
Generally. You want to go to
the average age of menstruation? You were right about that. Is 12.5 years old. The average age at which menstruation began in North America is 14.8.
We're wrong again.
Close. OB stands for, you were right about this, ohne Binde, which in German means without a pad. Approximately, a woman will have 480 periods in her life, so you were right about
yeah.
that.
480, wow.
Oh, can I swear? That sounds terrible.
Oh, you were right about
and
that.
And it's not
too.
Even 480 days. It's like that plus like a 5
weeks.
To 8.
Oh, mama.
I'm so sorry.
The first widely successful disposable pad, 1921, as you said.
Yes.
Human, yes, menstrual synchrony with women who live together and birth control pills typically make your periods later, so.
You
yeah.
really
wow,
really
we're, work. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
Golf
yeah.
claps. Yeah, good job, bros.
Good job,
yeah.
guys.
Bro.
So any thoughts on periods? I don't know.
You know, I got nothing to say, period.
Alright, I need to leave.
I'll show myself.
That,
I'll show myself.
We made one too many period puns today, and
you know, I don't think I've made enough. Like,
So some period-related events that you can go to in the Waterloo region in the upcoming couple of
I
weeks.
I know one of these.
There's period-related events.
Yes.
No, it's,
and we're
it's
gonna
at the museum.
Yeah. So there's
oh.
Twan is like really on top
it's
of it.
It's called Flow.
Wow!
One
yeah,
of my old students helped curate it.
That's actually really cool. I
shout out.
Okay,
yeah.
So I have little notes on Flow that I'm going to read. So
yeah, that much I don't have.
Flow, the museum, the menstruation exhibition is a collection of installations that tackles the taboo topic of monthly bleeding and reproductive health in a setting that removes the unnecessary shame from this important discussion by destigmatizing the conversation surrounding an integral part of many people's lives. Flow will educate, create connections, and transform perceptions. And that is from March 6th until May 28th.
So are we all going?
I mean, if you actually wanted to go, I really do want to check this out.
Yeah.
Where
is it, Ash?
At the museum in downtown Kitchener.
It's not too far.
That's actually really. Not far. And
you need to take the number 7 up.
The next two events I want to talk about are
traffic details.
Bleed red. Yeah, for our traffic report with Tron.
With the GERT.
Oh, no.
Ew. Okay, so Bleed Red Go Green is tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at Laurier. And so that's just going to have like information about more sustainable period products. I highly recommend going if you get a chance. That's just super cool and something I really like. And then the last one I want to talk about is Myth or Menstruation, Wednesday, March 27th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Cafe Pyrus. So they're just going to, you know, fun stuff. But yeah, we usually at this point of the show share some parting words. So it can be advice about anything, like words you live by, advice about like how to take care of yourself, something like
shameless
you want to
share.
Shameless plug, we like those.
Bingo, Tuesday at 10.
Thanks, Tuan. That's,
that's not
doing.
Mine, but.
But yeah,
Sean
who wants
Kingston.
To start?
Oh my gosh.
Get out.
Committee hiring is open.
Okay.
Until March 29.
Get out.
Just kidding. Whose turn is it?
Tuan's going to make me PMS right now. Okay.
Says I've been.
Any words you live by? Do you have anything you want to share this week, Taryn?
Not off the top of my head.
Sandra, you got anything?
Sure. Yeah. So, oh my gosh.
Sandra doesn't have anything.
No. my inspiration, something that I've been living by the past couple months. I watched this video, and it was this man talking about his music career. And it's not. This isn't about my music career personally, but it's just about my career in general.
As a YouTuber, no.
And he said,
I love you,
the most important advice I ever received was the phrase, be strict on your goal, but flexible on how you get there. And that resonates with me very well because, you know, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen, but anything can change your, like, course, your path. But as long as you have your goal, as long as you're firm on getting there, it doesn't matter how long it takes to get there, as long as you get there in the end, you know?
Love that.
Yeah. Also, shout out to my 5 days for the homeless squad. We're still fundraising for that till the end of March. That's a shameless plug. And yeah.
Cool. I can go if you need a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
So I was doing a reading for my class. I know, using my textbooks. Unheard of.
I never paid for those.
No.
Never heard of that.
Do your readings. That's my advice. But it was Antonio Gramsci. Pessimism of the intellect, optimism of the will. So just kind of like recognizing that there are bad things that are happening in the world, but also recognizing that like with hope and with your will, you can actually create change. And yeah, I kind of plugged all the events that I think are really cool that are going around on this topic. And also plugged to tune in next week if you enjoyed this really funny conversation. We'll be having some of our gal pals on the show next week to talk about their side of this. We'll probably do the quiz again, maybe something different so they can't cheat.
Yeah, that's not fair. We need a week to study.
Maybe some more cringeworthy anecdotes. But yeah, tune in next week. All of you will tune in, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I have class right now, so probably not.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for joining
Stay
us.
Stay in school.
Tuan, what's your positive words? Last time you gave us something really sweet, so...
Mine currently is get proper sleep. No, it's don't give energy to those who take it.
That's a good.
And by that I mean like that don't give energy to those who take it without giving it back. So like,
I like that.
You know when people rev you,
no.
Don't give them the energy back because they're taking the energy. Also, Jabari is dead ass googling inspirational quotes.
This is what I actually like.
He knows a quote and is going for the full. Okay.
So this one's by Ernest Hemingway. It's today. Forget it. Tuan.
No, read it.
Nah.
We support
fine.
You.
We stand.
Today is only one day in all the days that will ever be. But what will happen in all the other days that ever come can depend on what you do today. It's been that way all this year. It's been that way so many times. All of war is that way.
All of war?
You know what?
Someone
who's
talked about war.
Yeah, that way. You know what I'm saying?
So do what you need to do today so you can build a better future. You know, that sort of thing.
Aw, Jabs, you're so sweet.
Audrey, that was the best one. Yeah, Tuan, yours sucks.
No, Tuan, yours everyone's was good. Taryn, do you have anything you want to leave us with?
Can I just... I have a fan just called in. Devin Kelly said, I won't lie, I've never been more full name out there. I've never been more uncomfortable at this entire show. Like, you know what, Devin? I feel uncomfortable.
Art disturbs the comfort of the comfortable.
Sorry, Taryn. I just had to. We got it.
That's okay.
Call in from a listener.
Going off the like somewhat sentimental nature of Jabari's quote, I am coming to the end of my time here at Wilfrid Laurier, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who was a part of that journey. Even though sometimes I hate this place more than words can say.
Retweet.
But I think ultimately I had a lovely time, and it's going to be freaking weird to not be here anymore.
Yeah. I'm so excited to get the fuck out of here.
Same.
Yeah, that too. Like, but like,
it's so hard because you're on one end, you're like, yeah, I'm so ready to leave, but then you're like, oh, I don't want to leave.
I have to. Come to terms with reality.
Yeah. I feel like graduating is like when you make plans with your friends and you're super excited to go, and then right before you have to leave, you're like, man, like, I'm watching this show.
I
want to
watch three more episodes of this.
That's what it feels like. You know what I mean? Like, you're just so excited to go out there and get out there, but then when it comes time, you're like, you know what?
I want to watch season 3 of Queer Eye.
Yeah.
That just came out.
Yeah, exactly.
Season 11.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Even if you felt uncomfortable, I hope that you were able to laugh through the discomfort and to have a candid conversation about something super taboo. But that's all for this week. I'm DJ Ash Jeffs.
And I'm DJ T-Tuffs.
And this was the Happy Hour Report.